This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
Are whippoorwills endangered? I don't hear them as much anymore.
I don't know if there's that many around these parts.
Hunters get them?
I don't know.
We're going out. We're going whippoorwill hunting. Booze.
They're around here.
Booze. So pretty. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy payday to some. Happy Mr. Goodbar to others.
Yep. Man, I love Mr. Goodbar.
Yum.
Really, you're a basic bitch when it comes to candy bars.
It's right? Just really just give me the milk chocolate and the peanuts and it's good.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I prefer that to a Nestle Crunch.
I like those too.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. It's tough to find a candy bar I don't like now that I think about it. Zero, I'm not a fan of.
Zero bar, yeah.
I'm not a fan.
No. Okay.
Heath is good.
Heath Bar.
Like
Heath Bar is delicious.
We are the Bar. Let's go now before he changes his mind. Big Brown.
Good morning, fellas.
What are you doing?
Waking up finally. Holy moly.
This is Big Brown's early morning voice.
Holy moly. Yeah.
Holy moly.
Hey, real quick before she gets out of the car.
Yeah.
Good morning, Quinny. Oh. I know she's listening to the car rider line.
You're a good dad.
Please.
That's his child. My arch nemesis. She hates my guts.
Why?
I think she does it because she thinks it's fun.
Oh,
but
okay.
She's always very mean to me. But then smiles when, you know.
Cheshire cat sort of way.
Her dad probably tells her all the mean things about me.
Probably.
Oh, she's developing her own attitude about it.
Well, I said he only won one football game his entire life. So.
That's what it is.
Oh, Lord. That's crazy. Now, here's the thing. I haven't mentioned this to you personally, but two questions. One, is it odd wearing a Panthers hat up there in Detroit during the NFL draft? And B, when you're up there, are you scared to say you're Big Brown because people might think you're a Cleveland fan? I think you're Big Panther today.
But his name's not Nick Panther.
It is today.
Also, when you wear a Panthers hat, is it awkward because people keep coming up and saying, I'm sorry?
Oh, God.
Well, I would say probably out of every 50 to 100 Lions fans, there was one Panther. I mean, outside of the people that paid to get up front and close to the stage,
yeah,
I maybe seen 10 Panther fans the entire day.
Were they like well-to-do types?
Oh, no. None at all.
Wow.
Yeah, just like me, not well-to-do.
That picture you did send me yesterday, you look like a son of anarchy.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I did.
It was the same one I saw.
The end of your hat flipped up like that look, you know?
Yeah. Was it the same one with the famous guy in the background?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's the same one I saw. Yeah.
Yeah, that famous guy, his handler was not happy that he was stopping. I mean, that was just a drive-by.
That's their job. Always pull them out of the way.
Yeah, I got lucky. I mean, it was a roar of the crowd as he was walking around, you know, typical guys, you know, yelling at him.
Yeah.
For those guys that don't know, I took a small interactive moment with Pat McAfee as he walked by.
It's a good picture.
It is.
He's wearing a bolo tie.
He shouts out, Big Brown.
Big Brown.
Yeah. Yeah.
He started getting on top of your shoulders dancing.
Don Tom Brown.
Seen, you know, Adam Schefter.
Yeah.
You know, he was sitting there. We seen a Kyle Brandt. He is he hosts like an NFL show. My buddy I'm here with, he's a big Eagle fan, and there's the, you know, the kid that does the, I think his name's Giovanni. He seen him. Yeah. I mean, I was there. I got interviewed, for a, I think it was like a Hispanic news network.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to get that link.
Dude, are you going to be on Univision?
Telemundo.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I walked around. I walked away from my buddy, and I'm like, man, I'll never see this. And I got a picture of it, and I was trying to look it up last night when we got back. And it was like, hey, you got to subscribe to Roku TV to get this channel. So.
Yeah, but it's not. It's a big round.
I got Roku. I can look it up.
All right. I'll send you the TV.
Hey, I didn't know where you were, because when you said originally you were going to go, I thought you were going to be like in the main up front, like in the Panther little section.
I wish I was. I tell you right now, my legs wish I was. I'm hurting this morning. My legs are killing me. I was in standing room. I wasn't under the dome.
You're like on Ellen, the audience that didn't get into Ellen, because she'd always have another room to the back where everybody just sat and watched the show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you in the room, just not in, you didn't have a chair.
Right.
It's like general admission. Okay. It's like going to any concert down in a certain city.
Did you stay the whole time, Big Brown?
Yes, I did. Stayed the whole time.
Good. We were wondering.
Very crazy experience. I mean, lines long, like, I was listening in the Panini sandwich stand.
Yes.
was just to make your own card of you.
Oh, it wasn't the draft packs?
No, it wasn't a draft pack.
Oh,
it's still cool.
And then they had some players doing signatures for Fort Panini, but I think it was like, hey, come down here. And the true diehard fans were up there at the theater waiting on, you know, the draft. They had a concert by Big Sean.
Hey,
he's from Detroit. Yeah.
He's actually a small man.
Yeah, he's very small. He's
tiny, diminutive.
Hey, did you spoil it for yourself by looking up tweets or whatnot? Like, did you know the Panthers were about to move up?
So when I was standing there, like, I was just refreshing. And
Colbert.
I seen that they traded up on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it nowadays. And I seen that they traded up. And then I just put my phone in my pocket and just kind of lived it, you know. Not through my phone.
That's cool. That being there in the moment while people are reporting about it, I'd just put my phone in my pocket and go pre-cell phone with it. Just enjoy the moment.
But you kind of had an idea who they wanted, right?
Yeah, I figured it was going to be a receiver. The Michael Penix, man, like everybody, when Atlanta picked, like that was crazy. Everybody, like, they were like, what are they doing? There's an Atlanta guy near me. Like, man, what is going on here? So,
well, people were saying, well, I think Big said this too, that Arthur Blank didn't really know what was going on. Like, he didn't know they picked Penix.
Yeah. Like, I guess there was a video of him explaining it and everything.
But a bunch of mock drafts knew they were going to pick Penix. That's the weird thing. I kept seeing them linked to him, like, over and over again for months.
Didn't they do some kind of goat pick that? Like they do the goat picks where they go and, you know, take a dump on a particular square or something.
Maybe.
And that was one that predicted it.
I think they just do that for who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Okay. I thought they did it for the draft.
They might.
Somebody took a dump on that lineman from Notre Dame, and he went in the top five.
They did.
Oh, Alt.
Yep.
Alt. Joe Alt.
Yep. It was the crowd big for Eminem? Were they like, it's Eminem. He's always here.
No, it went crazy. And They started cheering when they showed Eminem, and then booing when Goodell, and then Goodell came out, and everybody was booing, and then Eminem came out, and then, you know, all the Lions people came out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was pretty cool. It was a cool experience, that's for sure.
So did you go down and meet any of the people that were doing autographs, or you like, yeah, the line was too long?
The line was too long. Like, if I'm going to wait, I'm going to wait, try to get up in the theater. I mean, it was each line easily, like, yeah, 50 yards long, too deep. I mean, the store line was long. The line for Mom Spaghetti's food truck was just ridiculous.
You know, they're talking about people bear hugging Roger Goodell. We just, yeah, had back surgery.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And all the guys were still picking him up and squeezing him.
God.
The weird thing, and I'm surprised they let him do it, you know, the marijuana is legal up here, and there was planes circling the draft with, like, you know how Nine's dream job is to do the banner at Myrtle Beach?
Yeah.
Well, they were doing, like, weed shops around the NFL banners and everything. And I'm like, man, it's just a weird experience.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you get some souvenirs? Quinny's out of the car now.
Oh, no. I ain't get no souvenirs. Trust me, there was enough.
Yeah.
Enough at the draft. Like, you know, I was reading, like, oh, we're going to do a thorough inspection. Like, no.
Mm-hmm. They should do a thing where it's like an NFL experience kind of thing. You take your shirt off, and Roger Goodell will hold it up beside you as you stand there and smile.
Yes.
He's holding up your shirt. It's kind of tradition now, but it's still lame. Where, like, why is he the one holding it up? The team owner should be the one holding it up, or the dude's parents hold up the jersey.
Yeah.
He's up there like, ha ha, look what I did, ha ha.
Look what
That's
I got.
That's why your back sucks. You've been holding up too many jerseys all these years.
Yeah.
Hey, are you going to try to
weigh like a pound a piece?
Are you going to try to work him into the theater today?
No. Where I'm flying back to Charlotte today. Man, it's crazy. Like 270, you know, 5,000 people.
See, today's when you're going to see all the celebrity sightings.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, he flew. I thought he drove it.
Oh, yeah.
No, we flew up here.
Okay. Yes.
So my arms are tired. So.
Marms.
Marms.
Now, Big, while you're up there, just remember, it's not a golden rule or even, any major thing, but don't scream fire in the theater.
No.
Not allowed.
No. Can't do that.
Yeah. Even if you said fire Goodell, technically you scream fire in the theater.
Yeah.
But don't do it.
You can't do it.
I'm glad you got to see a pick. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, the Buffalo fans, you know, waited all day and then they traded out of the first. So, yeah. I mean, I was like, sucks to be you.
Was there a lot of drinking last night?
Oh, man.
Big Panther.
Tons.
Tell me this. Obviously, you know, from around, I mean, everything's expensive. Everything. But what's the food pricing and stuff like in Detroit at an NFL draft? Like, are beers $20?
Beers were, I think, $15.
That's same as Panthers.
But they're tall boys.
Yeah, I like those tall road sodas.
They had like mixed drinks, the Crown and lemonade can mixed drinks, food, like a chicken sandwich, and that thing was spicy. Like, I had to stop there for a minute. Yeah. Maybe $15.
Stop like,
it
wearing
was very
toilet.
Spicy. So
yeah. Well,
a lot of Porter Johns.
I'm what's next for you? The Super Bowl? Hanging out with me in Asheville? I mean, what is it?
I think that's the next highlight is Sunday I'll be hanging out with Matt, man.
From Detroit to Asheville. You're a globetrotter. You are a big
Yes, sir.
World traveler.
Well, go enjoy yourself. I know you're giddy about this and excited. Go and get all the souvenirs you can.
Take a picture with the fist downtown.
It was in. That's like, you know,
in what?
Nashville. In the draft.
Oh,
like, that's where they built it all at and everything.
Okay.
I do have a picture, and I think Canada's in the background because, like, my weather switched from Fahrenheit to Celsius, and I looked at my buddy. I'm like, there's no way it's 9 degrees right now. And then I looked at it.
I thought you were an hour behind earlier. I thought Detroit was Central Time. You're not.
Detroit's pretty much due north.
Yeah. I did not realize. I pulled out my abacus and looked it up. It's true. All right, Big Brown. Safe and have fun and enjoy the time of your life.
I'll do it, guys.
All right, see you, brother.
Big.
We'll see.
Big Panther. There
I mean, Detroit may be slightly east of us, now that I think about it, but it's pretty much due north, maybe slightly east.
Dude, he's a perfect correspondent. He should just go everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming up? Is that a topless rally? Is that where y'all going this weekend?
No. He would be good to do, but those things are expensive, and he paid for that himself.
It is true.
I mean, it's like, he'll tell you. I mean, I wouldn't ask him on the radio, but like, it's not the cheapest thing to go to an NFL draft.
I bet it isn't. Anything with that those three letters attached to it is expensive as hell.
That's true.
I mean, it's like you could have almost went to one year of school that one of those young college graduates just attended.
Oh, wow.
To go to that thing. I mean, it's crazy. He is crazy.
You have to buy tickets and all that?
Yeah, he just came into some money recently. So.
Okay.
He bought some gloves made out of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll take a break there. There's your correspondence from the NFL draft. 3 days in the making. And more rising. Oh, yeah. We'll do calls. 1-800-774-0093. That is the Renewal by Anderson studio line.
It is.
Yeah, text rates.
Yeah, you don't have to do that.
You can drive and talk, too. If
you can, but hands
free. Bluetooth it. All right. good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Can I say that, Jimmy?
Nine.
That's fan bias.
Paige.
Get naked.
And Fatboy.
Swore you wouldn't tell anybody.
The Rise Guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you.
Thank you.
I need to text Big and ask if we can post a picture that he sent me.
Oh, yeah.
Some people would be like, yeah, why are you asking? Some people are like, no.
Yeah, Big don't care, man.
Okay, then I'm going to do it without asking.
Yeah.
I need to get his permission.
Mm-hmm.
I always think the other guy in the picture. Look, the other guy in the picture make a bigger deal than Big Brown would.
Why didn't you get him to hand him the phone?
Yeah.
Oh.
What are you doing, Big Brown?
We sat here and talked about that off the air the whole time. I've got nothing else to say about it.
No, nothing else really to say. I wasn't trying to do an impression of Dusty Rhodes. It just turned into one.
Let me tell you something, baby. It's hard times. Hard times.
Should we talk about the controversy right now?
I hate it. I mean, let me say this. This is where I'm showing you that I am great at what I do. I stay grounded. No, I.
Man, it's always barefoot outdoors.
I truly loved this, but anytime I think in today's society, if you go and say, "Hey, I got this right here," or you present something, say, "This is so awesome," you've built it up that there's always going to be some negative response to it.
Yes, Fatboy's an expert at that. It's just, we asked him the other day about teasing something, and he's like, man, I don't want to build it up into more than it is, because then it'll be disappointing.
Well, when the attention's, I know that how that is with like doing conspiracy mysteries. Like, y'all, this was crazy. This blew my mind yesterday, and you get text. I knew about that 6 years ago. Big damn deal.
I already knew that. I watch YouTube all the time.
Yeah. It's a lot of pressure when you build something big up.
I watch 18 hours of YouTube conspiracies a day. I've seen this stuff 7 times.
Of course. But enough from Charles Falls' wife. We're, I love her. She's sweet. That's what actually brought us together closer as friends, talking about conspiracy theories.
He plays music.
Yeah. So, the FOF line, so incredibly popular.
Mm-hmm.
Not only with angry people, but those who listen.
Those who like angry people.
And
for entertainment purposes only.
Since how long have we been doing FOF? Like, do you know like how many episodes of FOF we've done, Fat Boy?
I don't count them that way. But
it says here an S ton.
I think 6 years. This is the sixth year.
Slowed of them.
Yeah.
And that song personally grates on me. I hear it every Friday, but that means you also hear it every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, hey, let's get a new theme song for it. And I said, y'all going to love this. This is gold right here. And then we played it, which we will do now. And then we will tell you the reaction to it. So this is just to play at the beginning of the FOF line.
This segment. is a potential new theme song.
You're right.
To complain, cause it's F*** off Friday. Call 864-241-4318. If someone pissed you off, someone pissed you off, call it to the Rise Guys. And call in to complain, cause it's F*** off Friday. Oh yeah, it's F*** off Friday.
Call in. Need another call in.
Call in.
It's good.
I like it better that time. I don't know why.
The thing is, we played it yesterday, and then we reviewed the feedback on it.
Holy moly!
Not one positive thing came in about that. Every single bit of feedback, with every single one, was negative.
People are like, don't mess up our Friday morning anthem.
Yeah, one dude goes, "This is our Friday morning anthem." The FOF line.
Why do you guys have to keep messing up a good thing?
What does that mean? Don't mess with something that ain't broken. We got that.
Keep messing up a good thing?
Yeah.
What?
People don't like the change, do they? They don't like the switch.
I think they're overdosing on Jelly Roll. We've talked about that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of it out there. You know, every day there's a new Jelly Roll. It just means he's got a good press corps around him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He quit social media. According to Bunny Roll.
He did. He got bullied off social media. Yeah. Same thing happened to Lizzo. She almost quit music.
Him and Sheamus and Lizzo.
Yeah.
They're being...
Sheamus is catching more hell.
Though Sheamus came back a week later in visibly better shape. 1 week later, visible results. He's incredible.
But that just happened this week, where they were kind of, instead of
good to work
banger after banger, it was burger after burger?
Yeah, it was Drew McIntyre thing, burger after burger.
Oh. Yeah. I've watched...
I still haven't finished
that episode.
Yeah.
Been watching it 3 days off and on.
It was the best wrestling show of the week.
Yeah. Well, that's not saying much. I get shamed a lot. But nevertheless.
Oh, there's somebody who likes it better, but the every other text doesn't like it. But one person finally does.
It's probably Country Earl. He played there. Jelly Roll did years ago.
OMG, it's horrible. Sounds like Jack Black. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Not good.
Yeah.
That's not good.
It's okay, but the number isn't as catchy. It's terrible. Keep the old song, stuff like that. And then I like it 100% better, one person.
Okay.
And then there's one, thought it was good, play it to close out the bit. B1 Detroit Thrash says it's lame as hell.
I respect his decision because he's been listening forever, and he's been in the past things he didn't agree with me on.
Yeah.
But he was still very nice about it.
He's a very nice guy, and he's a very intelligent man, and he'll tell you what he thinks, good or bad. I like that about him.
Run over you in a fast car if you don't like it.
He will. He's also a mountain of a man.
Yeah.
He's a very large individual.
He's no Detroit Mosher.
You should tell Big stuff to do before he flies out. You know?
Give him a list.
Do what?
give him a list. I assume he's from Detroit. Detroit Thrash.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Now somebody says, y'all always got to try and talk shot on Jelly.
I like him. He gave me COVID, but I still don't hate
him. You met him a couple times.
Yeah.
We ain't got nothing against him.
He's.
But a bunch of people text and hate him.
He's the most, unless he's a good actor, the most genuine artist, whatever you want to sing or whatever, that mm-hmm. I like literally when you're having a conversation with them, like looking you in the eye and they're not, their mind's not somewhere else.
He's down to earth.
Very, very, yeah. very much so.
I would have rather met him than Cone Weasel.
Cone Weasel. Oh,
yeah. He took pictures together.
Co-weasel.
Yeah.
I'm the new George Jones pot accessories.
Who on Smokes a Lot says that blank sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
Sorry.
Well, that's, I mean.
B1J Cool as Cooley says F that.
See? Okay. Cooley, go drink some more liquor.
Drink some more fine bourbon and whiskey and scotch.
I'll never forget his story about taking a shower in the hotel room and the maintenance man coming in.
Cooley?
Yeah.
Oh!
He asked him to wash his back for him, and he did it.
Wow.
I don't know now. Hang on.
Oh, my bad. That was my letter to Penthouse.
See, that's what's good about it. I feel like most radio shows, you know, podcasts, whatever, A, they're not going to ask your opinion. If they do, they're not going to read the negative stuff. They're not going to let you know something that they thought was good you don't like.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. And ultimately, because I'm a dickhead, we're going to play it 4 times in a row.
We are.
No, I think that's good. You don't like it? That's fine. We won't use it.
Yeah, keep the original.
I don't know the audience anymore.
Well, P1 Lieutenant Dan says, I love the other one, but I also like this one.
Okay, see, that's the guy. Fair enough. He understands.
He's mm-hmm. giving it a chance.
He might not have no legs, but he's got a heart.
P1 Clutch likes it.
But you like when somebody doesn't like it, they don't like it. They let you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's not, nah, not for me. It's like, you suck, this sucks, and this.
Why would you even think that was good?
I know.
Why'd you waste our time with this segment?
Now we got this text. Detroit Thrash and Big Brown went to the same high school. I know them both.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Really?
Wow.
I don't know when.
I didn't know that.
When he moved down here. I know that, God, what happened? I ain't done nothing.
You mean when did Big Brown move down here from Detroit? I'm not sure.
I didn't know that, but also that's a famous high school because our boy Aaron went there too.
Yeah, he did.
We were backstage at that concert. He came up, talked to him first. I was like, wait a minute now.
Yeah.
How you know him?
I think Brad Johnson went there. Different year. But
we went to high
different
school.
Different year, yeah.
Yeah.
All the stars came from that high school. They really did.
Mm-hmm.
You were thinking Wade Hampton.
No.
With me and Glover.
The Wade.
He has nothing to do with me.
Didn't Bill Haas go there too?
Yeah.
I think he went to Riverside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pat Garner went there.
He did.
Big jacked up dude. Pat Garner. Go Tigers.
I don't – for the text coming in about how much does it cost to go to the NFL draft, I think that's like saying how much does it cost to go to Hawaii? Where are you staying at? How are you getting there? Mm. What airline you taking?
What you eating while you're there?
I just say – for me to say it's inexpensive, anything is, right? Like going to Spartanburg costs a crap ton of money more than it used to, gas-wise. Everything costs money more. Mm-hmm, more money.
It does.
So to say that, like, he's not some big, what I'm saying? Like showboater or whatever.
No. Yeah.
He just, that's his thing. He loves it. He loves fantasy football. He loves
watching, and video games.
Yeah, he likes watching men in lingerie. He loves the lingerie bowl more, but they don't draft for that.
They don't.
Didn't know men wore that.
Oh, no.
Now somebody says Brad Daugherty went to that same school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dang. Famous race car owner.
Because, and it makes sense because he and Big Brown have the exact same accent.
Yeah, they do. Old Brad.
Where it sounds like they're falling asleep while they talk.
Yeah. Same one.
Big probably was this early.
He might have been.
It's the same time there as it is here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Paige, before this hellacious FOF line we're going to get, there are probably going to be people calling about the FOF line theme during this one. What is up in the play?
We got to talk about new clothes. Is it gross to wear them without washing them? What do you do? We're going to talk about this online study and really get to the bottom of this.
When?
Next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys, Mad Man 9, Paige and Fat Boy.
These guys are pretty darn dope, if you know what I mean.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you. Let's talk about germs on your clothing. I'm sorry, germaphobes. Well, America is divided on this decision, whether or not to wash new clothes before wearing them. So there was a study online, and people were asked if they wash their own newly bought clothes before they wear them. And get this. 51% say no. The other 49% say yes. So it's kind of a little bit, you know.
I do not.
I don't either.
I don't.
I like the way, well, A.
Especially if it's from Fanatics because it won't fit no more.
Yeah, man, it's not going to fit the same after you wash it once. So go ahead and wear it. But, like, I have a hard time believing these people wash socks before they wear them because a fresh out-of-the-pack sock is the way to go. A fresh, brand-new sock is, it's never the same again.
What if it's like a thrift store shirt?
Definitely wash that.
Well,
definitely.
No, it smells like detergent. It's clean.
I've worn thrift clothes before, but I would definitely wash them. But I'd buy a washing machine from the thrift store. I don't want to wash mine.
an old machine for some old clothes.
Yeah.
All right.
I wash it mine. That's get all gross.
Sometimes it depends on the thrift store. Sometimes they smell a bit musty, and sometimes they smell like detergent. Like they've just recently been washed.
Yeah, I haven't never been into one of those. I guys know where they are.
What, clean ones?
Yeah.
Oh. They're around. There's a bunch.
Well, so.
They use Draft.
According to this, they say yes if you.
Vegas is still up there at the NFL Draft.
Mm-hmm.
If they're bought in store, no if they're bought online because they come in a sealed product with packaging. So it's obviously cleaner online. But
yeah.
But not necessarily.
But where they made it at might not be clean. You know, it could be. I mean, have you ever got something in the mail, like from a big place that sounds like a jungle? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's in packaging.
Sounds like rainforest.
But then you see tiny little brown specks of stuff, and like, is this Ralph feces? Is this rat feces here? Or is this just some kind of fuzz that balled up in the corner of the plastic? Fuzz. So I'll wash it.
Well,
better taste it and see.
Say you buy.
It was sprinkles that one time.
Mm-hmm. Clothing from a big box retail. Place that is pulled off the floor, not necessarily coming from warehouse. So,
really, what does that mean?
That means that people have tried them on before you purchased it,
mm-hmm.
unless you're getting it from you
Isn't
know,
it weird to think at Walmart they have dressing rooms when every like
they do.
I mean, I don't know, this shirt's $4, I need to try it on first,
make sure it fits, man.
So that's what if people are doing that to your shirts you buy?
That's what she's saying. Like, some dude when they tried it on says, oh man. This dress ain't big enough.
If you know.
I've seen things that are.
You have issues with that of dudes trying to like go into women's dressing rooms?
Probably.
Yes.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah, but are they like, oh, I got the wrong one. I'm sorry.
No.
I think it's always been a popular spot for peeping Toms.
Absolutely.
Because it's not like, because a lot of peeping Toms are kind of turned off by the bathroom, but the changing room is just, that's just sexy time to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've seen
porno films like that.
Men go in with somebody to try it on while she's trying it on. And then other people that identify as a female that go in and you can't say anything to them.
But they're couples together? You got couples out of there?
I have thought that there was something going on in a dressing room when I heard noises.
You should hear me getting dressed in the mornings. A lot of running as well.
Turns out it was just the mall Santa in there with a large lady.
It's just somebody trying to zip up a dress.
There's the Easter Bunny in there, FaceTiming.
Huh. That's my eggs for you. You want to see him?
Yeah.
So a lot of people say, no, do not wash these garments because it's all downhill after the first wash. Never, like you said, it might not fit again.
It is all downhill after the first wash.
I mean, a lot of them.
It is.
Again, that one conglomerate I mentioned, I was a big fan of some of the other stuff that the companies prior to them did, but they went and bought everything and now make subpar products mm-hmm. and charge more for them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what our grandparents faced with the Standard Oil back in the day, the monopolies, if you will.
And if the people.
Go buy, where are the days of, I want a Panthers Reebok shirt. No, I want a Panthers Nike shirt. Well, tough crap. Yeah. You don't have a choice anymore.
And people that say, yes, you should do it because you don't know how many people have handled it. I mean, if that garment has sat in the store for months, just think of how many people are trying it on.
I've never said the word garment, which is interesting. I don't use a GPS.
Oh.
Thank you.
That piece of fabric has been on many bodies.
Yeah, I don't want it.
I don't want blood garment.
No.
Garment.
But they don't put it back. They just leave it there, right?
Garment.
I was trying to remember the name of the other. TomTom was their competitor back. Garment and TomTom at the GPS market back in the
day. New podcast to tell you where the hell this country's going next.
Yeah.
I've seen people that just leave things on the floor instead of hanging them back up.
I had a TomTom, and there were only three different voices that will let you buy. Mr. T, Burt Reynolds, and for some reason, Dennis Hopper.
They had a Shaq as well. I had the Mr. T.
Mm-hmm.
Turn left, fool. Like, it did Turn all in. That. It was so cool. And then I also got the additional download to have a monster truck instead of my regular car. It looked like a monster truck was driving
That's
around.
Cute.
That's great.
That's
I
awesome.
Loved driving more then. It was like I was playing around. Video games, kind of. Talking to Mr. T.
It's a record 385, fool. Look out. You're the interchange.
I don't have a lot of details about
don't
this.
Don't go to the airport.
But there, somebody's making a.
You hate to fly. You got to knock him out on the plane.
There's another remake in the works. You may like this or hate it. Love it or hate it. Jennifer Aniston is producing a 9 to 5 remake.
She should be in it.
I'm sure she will be.
She'd be Jane Fonda.
It's still in the early stages of development with Diablo Cody writing the script and.
Diablo?
Diablo?
Yeah.
Diablo. Diablo Gato.
You sound like me calling Bijan Robinson Bijou Robinson. Mm-hmm. Or Nick Brown saying theater. I love it. That's the way my mom says it too. Do you watch that at home or at the theater?
Theater.
We'll go to theater to see Monk Mayfield.
God, somebody posted an inside picture. Maybe one of you might have sent it to me. Is it inside of the Bijou Theater?
Oh, yeah.
The movie theater?
Yeah.
First thing I do when I see old retail signs is zoom in on the prices. And it was like a large popcorn, $1.50.
Dude, they had all them boxes of goobers stacked up. You see them?
Dude, I stared at that Movies by the Mall picture. I'm like, I can remember going to the Farmore beforehand.
Yeah. I remember beating the Sims arcade game there.
Yeah.
You feel that when you see that. You remember like, God, I remember that weird carpet pattern they had on the mall. Like it was art.
They had turned.
Hey, Matt. Sorry.
I got somebody you won't care about.
As far as the original stars and, you know, Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, we don't know exactly who's going to be.
Dabs Coleman going to be available?
Not sure.
Well, I imagine it's going to have to be a diverse cast, right? So,
you know, Dolly will pop up in it in a cameo kind of thing.
I hope so.
Did you know that there was also a 9 to 5 TV series that ran for 5 seasons from 1982 to 1988?
No.
I didn't know that.
Who was in that?
Star Rita Moreno.
Oh, wow.
She's been in a lot of stuff.
She's a good dancer.
You know who should be in the 9 to 5 movie who'd be great for a role in it? Somebody like Octavia Spencer.
Ma?
Yeah.
She's good.
I love Ma.
She's Doodoo Pie.
As which one, though? Is she Lily Tomlin?
This is one of the characters in it.
Maybe she's the woman who's breastfeeding at her desk.
Maybe, yeah.
So in the series, it also starred Dolly's younger sister, Rachel Dennison. I didn't know she had a younger sister.
What?
Rita Moreno, pretty good looking. West Side
You think
story.
You know it all.
She's good.
Rachel Dennison.
Was the character Dolly's sister playing the
She said no Sean Marino was in the first
one. I know. He used to play for Georgia, and then he was Bronco for a little bit. I think the character was the sister of Dolly's character in the movie.
Okay.
I don't think they're really sisters in reality.
No, they are.
Are they?
Yes, her youngest sibling.
I didn't know
Matter
that.
Matter of fact, when you Google, it says Rachel Dennison, American singer, actor,
Dolly Parton's
sister.
Because
I've heard of her for so long, but I didn't know they were kin.
That's the white lady who thought she was black. She identified as black.
No, that was Dolezal.
No,
I had no idea.
That was Catchy Diallo. She changed her name.
You're talking about Rachel Dratch now.
She's had some work done, huh?
I haven't seen her in a while.
Either that or they're shooting TV commercials in Snapchat filters. I don't know. Could be a thing.
Huh. It probably is.
She just looks starkly different.
A lot of people get Botox and stuff, fillers.
Yeah, well, it helps with headaches, they say.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dolly's 78. Rachel is 64. They grew up with their other 9 siblings in Sevierville. I didn't know they were 11.
All of the families used to have like 11 kids. Now, how many of them survived is different.
They shared the coat of many colors.
Oh, yeah, but the mom made it for Dolly, though. It wasn't for Rachel. Give my jacket back. That's my coat of many colors.
I bet Carl took it when they first met. That little flirt thing you do where you take something.
It's probably in Cooters on display. It. It's over there by Daisy's Dukes.
Oh, wow.
Daisy Dukes Dukes.
Like mayonnaise?
Oh, my God.
Why didn't they hire her for that? I'm Catherine Batch for mayonnaise.
Bach. She's related to Mozart. All right. Thank you, Paige. Fat Boy. Off the air, you've told us about one of these calls that is very interesting.
Yeah, P1,
to say the least.
P1 Voice Box. He's called over the years, but he got some new tech. So he's probably going to be calling a lot more, I would imagine.
I love that.
Also, we got Matt Mann and myself. If the name of the company comes to mind, don't say it here. But we talked about a job we missed out on earlier in the week. And we got a guy who works at that place, and he's like, guess what? You didn't really miss out.
Oh, okay.
So he's coming up. But I'm surprised you haven't asked me yet.
Is there any heat?
Yeah, a little bit, but you want to get it out of the way first.
Okay. I also saw that there is some heat on a guest from this week's show as well, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. A certain lady and her horse, perhaps.
Hmm.
All right. We will get to that. You can get in on it as well. 864-241-4318. No jelly roll.
The Odyssey app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.